UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah, this is Sergeant Cunningham, Newman Police Department.
Yes, sir.
And one of my officers about 3 days ago has spotted the thing. I'll let you talk to him. He wasn't too sure he wanted to report it, but I told him he'd probably better.
Okay.
So I'll let you talk to officer.
Thank you.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the 14th. Yeah, it was July 14th. It must have been about 9 o'clock. And I was looking, I guess it was east, and I was looking at two planes that were flying on top of each other. It looked like they were flying very close together. That's what brought my attention to it. And I just kept staring at the planes, you know. They had their lights on because it was getting dark. And as I stared at the planes, all of a sudden, I right above the planes was this big craft. It was huge compared to the planes, the size of the planes. And it looked like it was just kind of gliding, going right along with the planes, staying right with it. And I was with a group of four or five people, and right away I told them, I said, look at this thing, you know? And I grabbed my best friend, and I grabbed him, and I pointed at it, and he couldn't see it. The funny thing about the craft was that it was almost the same color as the sky at that time, and I think that's what made it really hard to see. Because I stared at those planes for a good 2 minutes before I even realized that huge craft was even above them. And the planes had lights, and this craft didn't have any lights. That was another difference. And this thing was cigar-shaped, but it had fins on both ends.
Okay. Now, what time was that again?
That was about 9 o'clock in the evening, 9 p.m.
And it wasn't completely dark then?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I think the sun was just about down, but it still wasn't completely dark.
Okay. Now, I need a few details on that vehicle. Do you have any estimate on its size? Can you compare it with anything?
Well, see, I really can't because I don't know how big the planes were. Now, if the planes were what I think they were, I would estimate it to be maybe, let's see, 25 yards maybe.
Okay, but did these
25 appear, yards maybe longer than that.
Did those aircraft appear to be private aircraft?
Yeah, that's what I thought they were.
Okay. And did the object itself have any lights on it?
No, it didn't have any lights at all.
Okay, did you see any openings?
No, the only thing I noticed was the fins and the shape.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, it was almost the same color as the sky. And I never took my eye off of it.
Okay.
And I never took my eye off of it, and I never seen no lights. And I stood there for about a minute and a half trying to get my buddy to see it, and he couldn't see it. At that time, right when I was trying to get his attention towards the craft, the planes went one way, and then the craft decided to go the other way. And so I couldn't say that they were right above the planes anymore, you know.
Right.
I was pointing in a different direction, and it was moving very slow. And then when it started moving, it kept moving and moving, and he didn't spot it till it looked like a star. It was gone, and it was too far away. It must have been moving at a tremendous rate of speed, but then it just looked like a star real far away.
Okay, now which direction were you looking when you spotted that?
I was looking east.
East, okay. And which direction was the object moving?
At first the object was moving south.
Uh-huh.
And maybe 30 seconds after I spotted it, it changed directions. You see, it was following the planes. It was right above the planes. And about 30 seconds after I spotted it, it went the opposite direction.
Okay. How about sound?
No sound.
Okay.
I can hear the planes, though.
Okay. Any estimate on altitude?
I'm not really too good on that, but I'd say it was about 15 stories high. It wasn't real high.
Okay.
It wasn't real high at all.
Okay. How were the sky conditions?
Clear.
Okay.
Wasn't a cloud in the sky.
In total, how long would you say that you watched that?
I would say about 3-4 minutes.
Okay. Did you watch it until it went out of sight?
Yeah, I stared at it even as it looked like a star when it was far away.
Okay. At any time other than when it looked like a star, did you notice any light glow around it?
I didn't notice any light glow until it started to look like a star, you know, when it got real far away. Yeah. There wasn't any light glow at all. Just it was the color of it, I guess, would be sort of a silver-gray color.
Uh-huh.
And in the evening, I guess it's almost the same color as the sky.
Okay. Did this thing make any motions or maneuvers while it was in flight? That is, I mean...
No.
Deviate from a straight-line course at all?
No, it didn't. It just went in a horizontal type of movement, cross.
Right.
And it went... it was following the planes and then changed directions and then... It took off. It looked like it was going from, you know, like left to right.
Right, okay.
From A to B.
Did the department receive any other reports on that?
No, that was the only one.
Okay.
I think we had a report about a month or two ago.
Okay.
They spotted one. It was, I guess it wasn't too far away from where I spotted this one. In fact, this one must have been about... I would say approximately a half a mile east of the PG&E plant there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And the other officers that were on graveyard shift, there's two officers we had on duty, spotted one, and it was right above the same PG&E plant.
Yes. Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your reporting this, and if we get any more information on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Right.
We really appreciate your cooperation.
Fine.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.